Page Tesvav, we're up to the second paragraph of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chidakti Tzefer Lishnei Chalakim, I divided the book into two halves, into two sections. Hilchot Yisurei Lashon Hara and Hilchot Yisurei Rechilut. The laws of the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara, the laws of the prohibition of saying slander. I'm skipping the parenthetical comment. V'chakach Chilakti Talchot Anan Lechlalim. Then I divided these laws into general rules, Chol Klal Lechama Seifim, and each general rule into a few paragraphs, Kidei Sherutz HaKorei Bo, so it'll be comfortable to read quickly. V'chimat B'chol Klal Tziyarti Yezet Tziyurim HaShayachim Lechlal Zeh. And then I gave practical examples in each one, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim, one of the beautiful things about the book is that it gives you examples from real life. So that you'll learn the rule and you'll figure out from here how to apply it in real life. I gave the name Chafetz Chaim al Shema Katuv, because the verse says, Meisha Chafetz Chaim, who desires life, Nitzor Leshon Chamira, watch your tongue from saying evil. And in order that the reading won't be tedious, because it could get very lengthy at times, that's why I divided the book into two sections, the main section and the footnotes. The main section is called Mekor Chaim, that's the main section of the book. Because the speech, our capacity to speak, comes from the source of life. That is the life of man. The ability to speak. As the verse says, after God blew life into man, it says man became a living creature. And Unklus translates, what does it mean, man was alive after God blew life into him? It means he was given the ability to speak. And the footnotes, the commentaries, which discuss the sources for each halacha, that's called Be'er Mayim Chayim, the well of the waters of life, because that's the well from which I drew the life that I gave in the book. And brother, you reader, listen here, I want you to know, even if I quote something that seems obvious, I quoted a source. What's my goal here? The Chafetz Chaim is about to say a very sad and powerful line. A line that many of us wish we would never have heard. He says, I want you to know, I want it to be perfectly clear, that this book, lo chibarti al pimidat chasidut, is not on a level of piety. Rak al tzad adin, this is what everyone must do. Yeah, very often we like to think, that's for the Hasidim, that's for someone who's extra pious. The Chafetz Chaim says, I quoted a source for every Allah. I'm going to tell you, this is what you must do. You don't have a choice about it. These laws of slander, the laws of watching our speech, I quoted the source for each and every one. You should realize I did not include in the book things that are for extra pious people. I just quoted the minimum. Ay vey, what a scary line. Okay. Huh?
Just stop learning right now.
What?
Just stop learning right now.
Right. He says, if something seems like I'm talking too much about it, you should know, take a minute to look at it, because I really was very careful in everything I wrote here, and I asked my friends to look it over, and I tried to make sure everything I write isn't contradicted from somewhere in the Shas, and sometimes I took days over one halacha I wrote. And I worked very hard on this book. And I hope that you'll listen to what I say and look closely. And you'll see that every word I wrote, I was very, very careful about. I didn't just write a book. I went through it again and again and again. And sometimes I could write it a drop shorter or a drop longer. Every time I tried to make sure I stuck to the language of Maimonides or the other halachic authorities that gave ruling. So if things seem a little weird, do you take time to read it closely? I was very careful how I wrote it. He says, you might wonder, okay, I'm going to skip the footnotes here. Okay, so I'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.